chapter number 5. Appreciate how the Lord's helped us this morning, this past week, but we sure do need help now. And I don't know about you, but I sure do need His help. Amen. If you found your place, say amen. Luke 5, verse number 1. Brother Tim, would you read that text for me? Verses 1 through number 10. Master, when they had this done, amen. Said, "Oh, I'm a sinful man." For he was astonished, and all that were with him was the drawing of the fishes which they had taken. And so was also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, which were partners. And Jesus said to Simon, "Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch it." Amen. Thank you, Brother Tim. You may be seated tonight. The Word of God's amazing. Amen. Absolutely amazing. Now here you find a story that the Lord Jesus is very involved. Boy, aren't you glad that we have a Jesus that is greatly involved. And I found out that He wants to be involved in everything that we do. Just not going to church. He wants to be involved in every decision we make in our heart. Every decision we make at home, He wants to be highly involved. I want to ask you tonight, is Jesus involved in everything that we do? Now, I'm interested in this phrase. Simon Peter in verse 5 answering said to Him, "Master, we've toiled all the night and have taken nothing. But nevertheless, at Thy word, I will let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their net brake. I want to preach on this simple thought tonight, on the ones that got away. On the ones that got away. You say, "Preacher, how many got away?" I don't know. But I can tell you this. Some of them got away because their net broke. You know, it amazes me of how that we see sinners come in and out of our lives and out of this church. And you know, I know prospectively in the sovereign order that God's all about the net business and the drawing. But folks, tonight we've got responsibilities in the body of Christ. We're not robots, and God's not going to force Himself on nobody. And so here we see some fishermen gathered together, and they just really half-minded God, and their net broke. And so there were some that had got away. I wonder how many in your life and my life, if we would have just stayed with the stuff and minded the Lord, I wonder how many more could we say in that gospel net tonight. I don't know about you, but I've seen loved ones come in and out of this place, and they just seem like that they didn't care, or it seemed like they could just leave. But I'm going to tell you tonight, Jesus does care. And we got to realize that Jesus is in the center business. Now, their net break and preaching on the ones that got away. And I feel like I've got a pretty good outline about how fish get away. First of all, it has to do with a debt. Look in verse number 2. I see a lot of these examples how sinners get away out of the gospel net. The Bible said he saw two ships standing by the lake, but the fishermen were gone out of them and were washing their net. Now, I'm going to tell you, there's not a lot of people that want to pay the price for the gospel net. There is a debt that we must pay. There is a debt that we owe. And I'm going to tell you, it will cost you something to serve Jesus. Just don't think one minute that you're going to go about working in this boat for the Lord Jesus and not have confrontations. Brother Lee, we have confrontations with our flesh. I don't know about y'all, but my flesh runs me crazy. Number 2, I have a mind problem. Boy, my mind loves to hold me captive. And the devil loves to tell me things that's really not real. I mean, a lot of times he'll tell one another that this one's against you and that one's against you. Boy, he loves to put you down in a well and just kick the dirt in on top of you. But, oh, could somebody help me preach tonight to get out and help us to realize there is a debt that we must pay. There's a lot of boys have rolled up their net and they've got out of that fishing boat and they're all washed up and they're done with it. Thank God for some Baptist churches that ain't done with it yet. Amen. Hey, let me tell you, every time you go, you're not going to get a big catch. That's why it said they went a-fishing, amen. Didn't say they went a-catching, they went a-fishing. Now, I know some of you boys is real good fishermen. Most of y'all go catching, but most of the time I just go fishing. That's sort of like hunting. A lot of you boys go killing, I go hunting, amen. It's a big difference tonight. So, hey, when it seems like that you strike out, don't throw the towel in. Just stay with the stuff and do what God has called you to do. Remember the Lord Jesus. Hey, He's over the net business. He's over the sinner business. I still like what the napkin said. When the going gets tough, just stick with the stuff. It ain't time to change horses in the middle of the race. I believe a King James Bible is still the Bible to preach out of. I believe it's still the blood. I believe that the marriage is between a man and a woman. Hey, God created Adam and Eve. I don't believe we've got to leave what we've been doing to see our net get filled up. Matter of fact, honey, there is a debt. A lot of people don't want to pay. They're washed up and washed out because they're not willing to pay the price. I met with Brother Doe Daniel yesterday and he got to tell me, I just love sitting around these old warriors. And Brother Doe will be 89 years old this spring. And he said, you know, preacher, used to, he said, me and my wife, we'd go to a revival every night throughout the summer. He said, then it'd be 12 or 13 revivals going on. Well, now you can't even get your people to get to church on Sunday night or Wednesday night, much less Monday through Friday. I mean, the revivals I preach, if we run through Friday night, the pastor would be so defeated, it wouldn't be no use in trying to have revival. But let me tell you something tonight down at Liberty Baptist Church. Can I tell you, I just come down here to tell you something tonight. It ain't no time to throw the towel in and wash the nets up and say, I quit. Anybody can quit, honey. Hey. Anybody can quit tonight. A quitter never wins, and a winner never quits. And you know something? There is a debt that I realize a lot of people will not pay. And that's the reason a lot of times we come up short. A lot of the Bible said that they had just rolled their nets up. The fishermen were gone out of them and was washing their net. But number 2, in verse number 4, not only do you find there's a debt, but you'll see there is a threat. He said in verse 4, now when he left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out in the deep and let down your nets for a draught. There is a threat. What are you talking about? Oh, there's a threat of doing something that you've never done before. A lot of times the Lord, He says, I want you to launch out. But my goodness, it's such a threat, we're scared to trust the Lord. Can I ask you this? Has He ever let you down? I didn't say, have y'all ever let Him down? Has He ever let you down? Honey, let me tell you, the God that fed you last week, He'll feed you this week. And the God that saved your babies last year, He can save your babies this year. There is a threat involved in this thing. And a lot of times, He wants us to get out of the shallows and go to the deep for the glory of God. And now, I remember in those swimming holes where I was raised, I couldn't swim. And they'd, you know, a lot of times we'd haul hay. We had to work as boys. Somebody say amen right there. You know, a money tree didn't grow in our yard. We had to earn shotgun shell money and frog gigging money and things that really married, really mattered. Amen. And so they said, now, if you'll get done, you can go to the swimming hole. And boy, the big boys, they'd be out there and they had a rope, Brother Troy. And that rope would scare me to death. I never liked heights at all. I mean, if I get over 12 foot in a deer stand, I need two more hands to hold my gun with because I'm holding on everything I've got. Them boys, they'd get on that rope and they'd go to swinging and they'd let go and they'd go to screaming and make a big kaplunk. And there I was down there in the shallows of doing this. You see, I couldn't get in on what they was doing out yonder. Can I tell you, a lot of times, honey, the reason that they get away because it's too big of a threat for us. We know what we can do around here. And God, as long as you just say that we can stay in shallows, and hey, we just going to keep doing what we do. We need to get out of shallow praying. Lay me down to sleep, ain't getting it done. If we really want to see sinners saved at Liberty Baptist Church, we've got to get back into some deep water praying. Can somebody help me preach tonight? Oh, we need to get out of them shallows in our praying. Get us a prayer place to pray and call upon the God of heaven that'll help us where we go to church. Help us where we live and help us where we work. Get out of that old shallow praying and that shallow preaching, boy. We need to get in the Word of God and let Him speak to us. I'm amazed how He spoke to our church this week. I mean, there I am, the pastor. I'm saying, son, it's just like the Lord of Glory's handwritten you a sermon to preach every night. I mean, He nailed our hide. I don't know about you, but He nailed mine. Now, I'm telling, looking at some of you, it didn't do nothing for you, but it done a whole lot for me. I realized where I was and who He is. And honey, without Him we can do nothing tonight, and there'll always be a threat doing what God calls you to do. There's a threat. Get out of the shallows and go into the deep. And not only do we see that there is a threat, but there's also fret. Look in verse 4. Now He said unto Simon, let down your nets for a drought. There's a threat. You know, it's okay with me if it becomes a threat to you. But if, when it comes down to where I live and where I play, it becomes a threat. Does anybody ever worry, will it work out? Or will they throw the door in my face? Or will it really do what you said it'll do, Lord? Let me tell you, honey, He knows what the red light does out yonder, and He knows what's around the turn, and He knows everything. But a lot of times it becomes a fret because He asks us to do something. I hear a lot of people saying, boy, I sure do wish I had a job and the Lord could use me. Well, let me tell you what, if you'll come see me, I can keep you busy Monday through Friday every week of the year. I mean, I've heard it. I wish the Lord would use me. But then a lot of times I've even cried and said, Lord, use me. And then when I feel used, I want to whine about it. Well, thank God, I'm glad I'm keeping my devil busy 24/7. He ain't got me. But boy, he's on my trail. And tonight, I really believe a lot of times the reason fish get away because it's too big of a threat. Let down your nets. It's easy for you to tell me, now go and hand out some tracts this week and go see some people that the Lord will lay on your heart. But now when the Lord says, hey, I ain't talking to him, I'm talking to you. I want you to go and do what I've done and commissioned you to do. And then it becomes a fret. Now it's on your plate, and what you going to do with what God showed you to do. It's easy to say, well, we're going to let our preacher do it, and we're going to let our leadership do it. Let old Brother Lee do it. He'll stand up in front of anybody and do anything. Why, let Brother Tommy do something, Brother Gerald. No, what about you doing what God has showed you to do? Because that becomes a fret in your life. And when it becomes a fret, I promise you this, and we disobey God, we're going to lose things that God intended us to have in our life, spiritually, at our home, and at our church. I believe a lot of reasons, a lot of times, that they get away is because it's too big of a fret. Nobody wants to step up and be a man no more. What happened to the man being head of the home? I mean, what happened to doing it like the Bible says, do it? The fret. And then I like this in verse 5. Look what they said. Simon answered, said to him, Master, we've toiled all the night and taken nothing. I want to say the reason some get away is because of the sweat. You know, we don't mind going to church and doing something as long as it's easy. I mean, everybody loves to see the church full. Everybody loves that saved, loves to see people get saved. But there's some sweat involved. Sweat involved. Everybody's talking about all the Hispanic population coming taking our jobs. You know why? Because American people don't want to work no more. They don't want to work no more. They from that gimme, 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 gimme crowd. Gimme, 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 gimme. You owe me, owe me, owe me, owe me. Them folks down there working for $3 a day, honey, they can get over here and make $10 an hour. They've hit the big time. Some sweat. It's going to cost you something to catch what God wants you to catch. How many times have we said, well, you know, I've toiled all the night. What's the use? Some of you in Sunday school classes, it seems like the more you teach, the wilder they get. Well, you ought to be the preacher around here and preach your guts out and see how stupid people still act. I mean, I'm sweating a little tonight. And it's going to take some sweat to really do what God wants us to do. I wonder how come a lot of times those that have got away because of the sweat. We don't want to work in God's vineyard much. We just love to come and sit down in here and say, you know, now my four and no more. And we say, what about that old boy at the end of you that ain't saved? What about the family Brother Jerry was telling me about tonight that went and invited to church and he's got all this sterling silver in his face? They need to go to church. Their families need to be saved. Well, preacher, you know I was going to go, but it was raining. I wonder, did you go on to Walmart when it was raining? And my goodness, if a little thunder clap boils up, well, we can't go to church. It's raining. What you riding in, a mule and buggy? I mean, it ain't like you saddling up a donkey to get here, friend. It takes sweat. It takes some work and some fatigue. Let me tell you something. The devil's busy seeking whom he may devour. And boy, the New Testament church needs to be busy in the Lord's vineyard tonight. 1 Corinthians 15 and verse number 58. 1 Corinthians 15. And verse number 58. There the Bible says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be ye steadfast and unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For as much as ye know that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. You ought to underline that verse. Very impactful. You know your labor is not in vain in the Lord. He's writing it all down. Sweat. Well, we've toiled all the night, Lord, and we've taken nothing. You know results. If you're not careful, you'll be so result-driven, you'll quit. Lord, we just toiled all the night, and look, we ain't got nothing to show for it. Well, let me tell you something. It's not up to us how many gets in the net. We just got to be sure when God sends them in the net that we keep them in the net. Absolutely. So it requires some sweat. And boy, results, I don't know about you, but I'm a result-driven person. I love to see results. I mean, if I'm going to do a landscaping project, this is what I do. I'll go get 4 pallets of rocks. I'll get all my shrubbery. I'll get all the holes dug. And I cannot go to bed till it's all done. I'm out there with truck lights laying the rocks. And Renee comes out and says, "Can I ask you something? Are you crazy?" I say, "No, honey, I'm result-oriented. I love to see results." Let me ask you something about Noah. 120 years a preacher of righteousness. He didn't see many get saved on that ark. We can't be so result-oriented. It's the Lord's business. But we've got to be His hands and His eyes and His mouth and His feet. And we've got to do what the Lord bids us to do. And that does involve sweat. Boy, thank God for the people that have put out sweat at Liberty Baptist Church. Thank God for the people that have put out sweat for the cause of Christ of those that are gone by. But then lastly tonight, I want to close with this little simple thought. Not only do we see that ones get away because of sweat, but in verse 6, because of a net. This is what He said. He told him, and you can always underline this in verse 4, when he left speaking, he said to Simon, "Launch out in the deep and let down your nets," plural, "for a drought." Simon said, "Now look, we've toiled all the night, we've took nothing, but nevertheless, at your word, I'll let down the net." Well, I wonder what had happened if he had done what God told him to do. He said, "Now Lord, you know my ideas. Now Lord, I'm the fisherman. You know, Lord, I do this for a living. And we done this all night." But He said, "Nevertheless, since it's you, I'm going to let one of them down, but I ain't unrolling the ovens." How many got away because of the nets? I asked you the question. Wonder how many would have kept if he had took care of the net. Let down the nets. "Nevertheless, thy word, I'll let down the net." And when they had this done, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes. And look here, the Holy Ghost backs it up, and their net break. You know what I say tonight? We better do what He tells us to do. Or it's going to be some get away, and we'll go to our grave wishing. I've heard people stand up and say, "Preacher, God told me to go see this person. I didn't go. Not for long they died." Well, let me tell you why He told you to go. Because He knew their deadline was close. I don't want to get off into easy believism tonight, but I want to tell you one thing, friend. We got responsibility. And the older I get in the Lord, I dread standing before Him with my responsibility. Somebody said, "Preacher, how many are you running down there?" I don't really know, but I can tell you this, more than I want to give an account for. Daddies, we're going to give an account for our families. You hear me? It ain't the man's responsibility next door to raise your babies. It's your responsibility. Ladies, it's not your responsibility to submit to the man next door. It's your responsibility to submit to your husband as unto the Lord, is what the Bible says.
I asked you tonight about the ones that got away. Have you done your part? Are you willing to do your part? I am convinced the judgment seat of Christ, it'll all come out, and we'll be so glad that we stayed with the staff. I want to keep the net here strong and clean, and I want to keep it working in the fashion that He says to work it. And let me tell you something, friend. This Bible right here is going to stand when the world's a burning. And this gospel goes to all. Jesus died. He paid a ransom for all. That's what my Bible says. So if He paid a ransom for all, Brother Jerry, He's willing to save all. Because He says He's not willing that any perish, but all would come to perish. You may be surprised, the person you've been passing by every week. If you'll really pray and get your heart tender, God may nudge you to go talk to somebody that nobody else in this church can touch. You young people can reach people in your classroom that no other preacher can reach. Your mom and daddy can't reach them, but you can reach them. You've got to invite them. And Jesus said the Great Commission, preach the gospel, tell every creature. And I wonder how many times they've got away because of our net. We just didn't do what He said to do. Miss Sherry, I want you to come tonight. I want you to play something for me. And I want to ask this question to you. What about the debt? Jesus paid it all for you. You may be here and lost tonight, but oh, what a friend we've got in Jesus. He's paid the debt. And you know, it's going to cost us to do something. They were all washed up and had left their boat. Don't leave the boat. Don't leave it parked. Y'all say, God, give me a fishing heart in me. Give me a burden for souls. And then there's a threat. Go out into places you've never been spiritually. Get to praying like you've never prayed. Trying to reach people out of your comfort zone and doing... You know, a lot of times people just want to know that somebody cares. Then there's a fret. And there's sweat. What about the net tonight? Boy, I want to do what He's called me to do. I'm so glad I didn't stay at my job. You know, there's Fred involved with that. Well, Lord, how I pay bills? How do it? Lord, how do all that? There's a net involved there. I'm so glad I mind Him. The Bible says obedience is better than sacrifice. What you need tonight? Open this altar. What you need? Maybe you just want to come and pray. Ask God to lay some old sinner on your heart. How are you doing tonight? What do you need in your life? Maybe you need God to really just give you a fire back in your soul and to help you with what you need in your life. Lord, how many has slipped right through without us doing our part? How many's now the world has them because we didn't do as Jesus asked us to do? Lord, help me be mindful. Help me be sensitive to what You want me to do. Lord, there's many children here need to be saved. Help us be mindful of the threat we must launch out. God, could we leave the shallow water of praying, the shallow water of praising and preaching? Help us, Lord, like only You can help us. Thank you for the good service you've given us today. Lord, how it bothers me to see people just slip away. Lord, help my mouth, help my tongue, that I wouldn't say one thing to offend my brother or sisters in Christ. God, how many has my mouth let slip away? How many, Lord, has my heart let slip away? My hands. Lord, use our church to reach a town. God, use this people. Would you send the Holy Ghost to ignite a fire in this place like it's never burned before? Would you help us, Lord? We sure do need your help.